Growing up, the odds were against Brandon Stogsdill. He says his mom was mentally ill and an addict. He was poor and abused. As a young man, he grew deeply depressed, and soon he got wrapped up in a seedy lifestyle.
I started to steal, drive around stolen cars, rob houses, sell even drugs. Basically, you name it, did it. And at this time, I wouldn't admit it when I was younger, but I was screaming for help for somebody to hear me.
Not surprisingly, Brandon made enemies. He got a gun to protect himself. Then one day, there was a tussle at a 7-Eleven, and Brandon found out just showing the gun gave him a rush.
And something happened that I never anticipated, which was a boost of just power. And he cowered, and I just found my drug of choice was this overwhelming feeling of power.
That led to a series of escalating confrontations until one day, he pulled the trigger. Two times. No one was hit, but Brandon got arrested and thrown in prison for 3.5 years. Inside, he had what he describes as an epiphany.
God changed my heart and gave me a crystal clear purpose to work with youth and prevent them from standing in the very prison cell that I stood.
That began a remarkable turnaround for Brandon Stogsdill. He earned a college degree and then a master's of clinical psychology at UW. All along, he was also snowboarding and riding BMX bikes, and he found it helped keep him sane. So Brandon, now a child mental health specialist at Seattle-based Sound Mental Health, had this idea. Could the thrill from action sports help get the right circuits firing in kids' brains?
My hypothesis at the time was it should transfer their risky behavior into a constructive alternative. And among adolescents, physical activity decreases mental health symptoms such as depression and anxiety.
Since then, new research has bolstered his idea. Studies suggest extreme sports can lead to feelings of connectedness and well-being, and they're being used to help veterans with post-traumatic stress.
That's called a verbal, it's taking the wind away.
That promise has brought Stogsdill, along with 10 kids age 11 to 17, to iFly indoor skydiving in Tukwila.
So after this, guys, we got a wiffle ball, little holes in it, make it pretty stable, air can flow through it.
The kids get a bit of a physics lesson to explain what happens when they step into iFly's wind tunnel. There's no airplane here, no parachute, but massive fans blow you up in the air at the exact speed to simulate freefall.
I know that I'm scared and I'm anxious.
Michaela Cheney is 15 years old.
I'm really scared of heights, and I've only been on a plane once.
So what makes you think this is something you even want to do?
Just conquering my fear, because I know that if I can overcome that, I can overcome all these other things in my life.
Michaela got into counseling 2 years ago, a while after she lost her brother to suicide and was overcome with depression.
It was just overwhelming emotion, whether it be sadness or anger or guilt. It was just overwhelming, and I couldn't take it all at once.
Michaela had been coping by cutting herself. And like a lot of people who self-harm, the pain gave her relief.
I hurt on the outside, so I just get my mind off the insides. If I have physical pain on the outside, then it won't hurt anymore.
Now Michaela is finding new ways to get that feeling, to counteract the despair with a physical rush. And this time it's healthy, through extreme sports.
Make sure your pockets are empty and all jewelry off, so rings, bracelets, necklaces.
The kids get instruction on how to move in free fall, and then they put on flight suits, helmets, and goggles.
Ready to get suited up?
Yeah.
Fly?
All right, go good.
The kids line up in an airlock compartment, and then one by one, they're led into the sealed plexiglass chamber of the vertical wind tunnel. It may not sound like much from the outside, where microphones have to stay, but inside, it's a hurricane. At first, the kids are tossed like paper in the wind. Then, with an instructor's help, they gradually gain control over their movements. At one point, each flies straight up 30 or 40 feet and gradually settles back down.
All right, you guys have fun. Make some noise if you have fun.
As Michaela emerges from the chamber, she's buzzing with exhilaration. It takes a few minutes to come back to Earth.
He held me and we went up, straight up in the air. That's when I screamed. Just so much adrenaline. I was kind of freaking out, but it was the good type of scared.
She says when you're flying, you can't help but live in the present moment.
I'm in the air right now and I need to focus on how my body is moving and how I'm going to go up in the air. And it's definitely your mind full of what's going on right in front of you, and you don't need to worry about anything else.
Therapist Brandon Stogsdill plans to keep pushing at this connection between adrenaline and mental health, even linking up with an Australian psychologist to advance the research. He hopes extreme sports will help restore a mental balance for more kids, just like they did for him. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.